Hello, everyone. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio. You know, everyone, I'd like to start the program off today with a reminder that with the approaching holiday season, we here at Angel Healing House, meaning myself and my wonderful angelic family, the Posse of Angels, we are offering a half price sessions throughout the whole month of November 2019. Now, these two-hour sessions include intuitive counseling, where we look into your Akashic records and we look over the contract of your life as to see why you contracted certain people to be in your life, why you contracted certain events to happen. We do an angel reading and also a Reiki energy healing session. Now, these comprehensive sessions are 2 hours, and they're normally $400, but just during the month of November 2019, they are drastically discounted to half price at $200. But they must be booked and prepaid for in November 2019. Now, after a recent session, a client wrote me this testimonial. She wrote, "Candy, I cannot thank you enough for our amazing session together to be able to walk and move freely without chronic back and hip pain has changed my life as because of the session, my pain receptors have finally turned off, returning to the lifetime of origin of the pain and cutting the cords together was so freeing as was healing my heart from when I was betrayed as a 17-year-old. I've had daily pain since I was 10 years old. To have healed my body almost 50 years later is nothing short of a miracle. I can't thank you enough." That comes from Wendy in the United States. And everybody, with the upcoming holidays looming on the horizon, when families traditionally get together, we are dedicating, meaning myself and the Posse of Angels, we're dedicating November to the theme of healing family relationships. And today's topic is entitled, Your Children from an Angel's Perspective. Now, this topic came about because of several clients who experienced the same issues with their grown children. And even though each one of these clients has done extensive healing work, they have forgiven, they've chosen to hold only unconditional love for their beloved children, their children still chose to be estranged from them. And while many of these clients seemed to be speaking with one voice, there was one client in particular who stood out from the others. Jean, now this is not her real name, but let's call her Jean. Jean had told me that she had been a devoted, committed, loving mother to her daughter, and she admitted that her daughter's birth was one of the happiest days of her life. Yet along with the joy of motherhood, she also told me that she had endured an abusive marriage for 26 years. She said she stayed in the marriage so her child would not have to experience a broken home. But after a lifetime of abuse and being dominated and controlled by her husband, Jean told me that she was not prepared to take the abuse anymore. And she decided to divorce when her daughter was grown at the age of 20. You know, Jean was prepared for the challenges she would have to face financially and emotionally to end her long-standing marriage. But what she was not prepared for was the abuse and dishonor that came from her daughter. Even though Jean was loving and respectful, her daughter hurled abusive comments at her and treated her with disrespect. Jean went on to say that the comments were so awful that she would not have accepted this kind of behavior from her worst enemy. Through tear-filled eyes, Jean said that several years ago, her daughter chose to sever all ties with her, which absolutely broke her heart. Many years ago, Jean found out indirectly that her daughter was engaged, and Jean was not invited to the engagement party. A year later, Jean again found out indirectly that her daughter was getting married, and she was not invited to the wedding. Deeply downhearted that she would not see her only daughter wed, she wanted some angel guidance on how she could best deal with this information without destroying her soul. Now, in answer to Jean's question, I would like to read a poem contained in the extraordinary book entitled The Prophet by Khalil Gibran. Now, if you have not read this absolutely magical book, I do highly recommend it. It was written in 1923, and it's just as fresh and relevant in today's world. In his section, in Khalil Gibran's section on children, he writes, "Your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself. They come through you, but not from you. And though they are with you, yet they belong not to you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts, for they have their own thoughts. You may house their bodies, but not their souls, for their souls dwell in the house of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You may strive to be like them, but seek not to make them like you. The life for life goes not backward nor remains with yesterday. You are the bows from which your children as living arrows are sent forth." You know, listeners, once the arrow is flung forth from the safety of an archer's steady guiding bow, the arrow must then fly off on its own, and it has to deal with all kinds of things along its journey. Things like how the arrow deals with weather conditions or obstacles that block and impedes its path. These are all unknown quantities and can only be addressed once the arrow leaves the safety of the bow. Teach a child to fly, but they might choose not to fly or not to fly your same path. You can teach a child to dream, but they may choose not to dream your same dreams. You can teach a child to live, but they may choose not to live your life. And yet in each flight, in each life, and each dream, the imprint of the way you taught a child will always remain. You know, the Posse of Angels is saying, and so it is with grown children. They are not yours. And the reason one is experiencing any sort of hurt or disappointment or frustration with one's grown child is that one is assuming some sort of expectation that should come from their child. Perhaps you assume that with all that you sacrificed and all that you gave to them, they should act or speak in a certain way. Now, the Posse of Angels is saying that there are no shoulds in the world. And the more respect, honor, and the more we respect and honor and allow someone else, including our grown children, to walk their journey exactly as they choose, the more we are free. And we free ourselves then to walk our own journey unencumbered by attachments and expectations. And while we allow them grown-up freedoms in their choices, I told my client that if a grown child's behavior is not respectful towards us, then it would be highly beneficial to draw boundaries, establish consequences for their words and actions, and not allow the child to dishonor us in any way, just like we would do for any other person in our life. I explained to Jean, as I've explained to many other clients, that her daughter's actions and what she says has nothing to do whatsoever with Jean. The hurt, anger, sadness, and pain inside her child are emotions that the child is choosing to perpetuate, to replay in order for the child to be right and to justify her behavior towards her mother. You know, listeners, there have been many instances where couples have divorced. And while it's not emotionally easy for anyone, in time, with mutual respect, open understanding, and love, well, all parties have been able to move forward with honor and by honoring each other's choices. And I not only wholeheartedly agree with Khalil Gibran, who says that our children are not our children. But when one looks at why that child is in our lives from a higher perspective, it does help us enormously to be able to allow them to make their own choices and to live their own lives, no matter how contrary it is to our expectations. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that before we incarnated, each and every one of us met with the Etheric Council. This is a wise group of ascended masters who once lived on the earth plane. Having had the benefit of experiencing a human life, they help us write our contract for each of our incarnations in our Book of Life, which is housed in the Hall of Wisdom or the Hall of the Akashic Records. Now, as we begin human life, they help us write our contracts. And as we begin our contract, we pick not only the souls that we want to be in our lives to help us learn our lessons, but we choose those souls' characteristics as well. And though it is very hard to believe sometimes, many times we will choose a soul's characteristics to be in great contrast to our own. We do this in order for us to be challenged, to help us grow, and to really take note of and learn lessons. Now, just a note here. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that the learning of lessons in forgiveness, tolerance, acceptance, non-judgment, and unconditional love, they do not come easy. They often come as a result of having chosen someone with deep contrasting characteristics to ours to challenge and test us to see whether we will still love that person unconditionally. Now, the Posse of Angels wants to make it clear here that one does not have to accept or put up with someone's damaging behavior in order to forgive them. When I asked Jean to consider that she chose her daughter's behavior to help her in some way, Jean actually smiled. She said that in her abusive marriage, she could never, ever speak up for herself, as she was a silent victim. But she told me that from the moment her daughter could speak, the daughter was assertive, outspoken, and forthright. And Jean used to marvel at her young, empowered daughter, and she actually found herself wishing that she were more like her. I laughed and told her that many times by our children, we will be taught. Even with Jean not being invited to her daughter's wedding, I asked her if she had to do it over again, whether she would have a child. And she said, the gift of experiencing motherhood and the joy of raising my beautiful daughter was miraculous, and I would not change it for anything. Once Jean understood to let go of any expectations from her grown child, she felt as if a huge burden had lifted from her shoulders, and she felt a freedom like she had never known before. Personally, having had children myself, I have experienced the sacrifice of going without things like sleep, going without quality time for myself, and going without material things so that my children could have what they longed for. And when one gives from the bottom of their hearts with love and kindness, concern, and devotion to one's child, it's not unusual to assume how the child should behave and speak to us in return. Again, this only sets us up for an enormous fail and an enormous fall, because we cannot control anyone or anything outside of ourselves. Now, the Posse of Angels is saying, how did we feel when we were grown and our parents told us what to do, how to act, and how to speak? I have heard from many clients that when they were teenagers, they needed to assert their sense of freedom so much that if their parents said black, they would obstinately say white just to assert their independence. Many have shared with me that if their parents had just allowed them some carefully chosen freedoms rather than just merely dictating to them, then they are positive that they would not have been so belligerent and contrary and rebellious. Now, the Posse of Angels is sharing with us that from their observance, they find it very amusing that as parents, we spend so much of our time teaching our children to speak, to walk, to eat, to go to the bathroom, to read, and live independently of us. And then when they are grown and they assert their own thoughts and opinions to be recognized as individuals, we often push our will, our expectations on the choices that they should make. There's that word should again. You know, when our children are little, it is clear as to what areas need to be enforced. You know, for instance, if you allowed children to eat only candy and sugar, they would not be healthy. If we allowed them to stay up all night, well, they wouldn't get the proper rest that they need. But as they become grown adults and they know how to brush their own teeth, they know how to cross the road and get to choose a college or a career, our grown children, just like the arrow, needs to go forth and fly unaided by the archer. Yes, we can give them our love, our the occasional advice and sage counsel on what decisions to make because of our experience, but ultimately, they are not our children. They are separate souls with their own divine imprint, and they need to have the freedom of choice that we struggled and pushed so hard for when we were young adults. Now, the Posse of Angels is hearing many of your thoughts, saying, well, if I let go and I allow them to make their own choices, will they make mistakes? And the Posse of Angels are saying, you bet. But life is not about not making mistakes. We learn our best lessons from our mistakes. And the lessons we learn will have more impact and meaning because of those mistakes. My client, Jean, wiped her tear-stained eyes, and she asked me, what was the lesson that her daughter was learning as a result of not having her mother at her wedding? I said that it is truly impossible to know what another person contracts to learn from their incarnation. But regardless of the lessons we contract to learn, nothing is set in stone. In every second, we each have free will as to which choices we will make that will determine the direction that our life takes. I added that no matter what choices we make in life, the spiritual laws are in place for all of us. For example, whatever we sow, so shall we reap. Those are the laws of cause and effect. Some would say the laws of karma. So whichever energies that her daughter chooses to perpetuate within herself towards her mother will pervade and permeate every facet of her life. And the Posse of Angels are saying, and it is so. And even with all of these angel insights, my client Jean will not be at her daughter's wedding, for she has no control over this. But what she does have control over is whether she chooses to destroy her soul with sadness, and whether she chooses to send her daughter prayers of love, healing, and wishes for a blessed heavenly marriage, a marriage that is filled with mutual respect, trust, kindness, acceptance, and love. By sending her daughter these loving energies, Jean will be receiving the same energies. What she puts out, she will receive back. And Jean will be giving a beautiful gift by sending these energies not only to her daughter, but to the planet as well. After our session together, Jean felt so much better. She felt empowered. I told Jean that on the day of her daughter's wedding, I said, please do your soul an enormous favor. Please plan something special for yourself on the day that your daughter will be married. I suggested that she go out and celebrate not only the gift of motherhood, the gift of life that she gave to her daughter and that she chose to be blessed with, but to celebrate how wonderful, how caring, how kind, concerned, and compassionate a mother she was to her daughter, with all the unconditional love that she had and she had devoted to her child. And you know, listeners, that she has full control over. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Do remember that Angel Healing House airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Transformation Talk Radio. We are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I would love you to call in for a free angel reading with myself and my wonderful angelic family, the posse of angels, do call in on 1-800-930-2819. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll see you soon.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Huff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Huff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Just a reminder that if you want to call in for a free angel reading, you can call in on 1-800-930-2819. I want to remind everyone that as we enter into the holiday season, you might want to give gifts this year of a spiritual nature that will continue to give way beyond the holidays. You know, we often give each other presents and then they're just, I'm not saying they're thrown on a pile or they're not recognized, but you might want to give a gift of a spiritual nature. My number one Amazon International best-selling books, the first one, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and many people don't know that the sequel to this is I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Ariel. Both of these number one Amazon International best-selling books, they've touched the hearts of many lives of people around the world. As they've given readers and listeners to the audiobooks, because they're both available on audible.com, they've given readers and listeners clarity, direction, and that's actually helped them reunite a connection with their spiritual wisdom within and their own divine eternal nature. They are written in a very high vibrational frequency, and when people read them, it shifts their consciousness to a higher vibrational frequency, and they start to remember their own divine eternal natures, their own spiritual wisdom within. Now, for the young at heart on your holiday list, we have Angels of Faith, beautiful book based on my two near-death experiences and the fact that we do not die. I've heard from many people. For instance, this person wrote, author Claire Candy Huff has written a uniquely beautiful tale in Angels of Faith about a little girl with the help of an angel and a wise senior citizen who learns about the passage out of our bodies into the realm of light and love. This is perfect for children who are facing serious illnesses, or really for just about anyone who seeks to be comforted at the loss of a loved one. The story is engaging, heartwarming, and from my perspective, accurately portrays the transition from flesh to spirit. This is a magical gem of a book, certain to calm, comfort, and hearten anyone who reads it. I recommend it without reservation, and that comes from Reverend Terry Cooper in Santa Barbara, California. Now, there is another gem of a holiday gift, which is my guided angel meditation CD, which is called Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, which takes the listeners on their own heavenly guided journey with the angels. It walks them through practical exercises that help to free ourselves from burdens, worries, and concerns. Now, there is a cute story about this CD. I have a friend and a client over East. Actually, she was one of my Reiki students, and she bought the CD. And from the moment she put it on, her Labrador, who was named Ginger, used to come into the room, sit down, and listen intently to the 22 minutes and 11 seconds of this beautiful guided angel meditation CD. And then afterwards, as soon as it was over, Ginger got up and left. This happened repeatedly every time that this student of mine would listen to this. So even the dogs love it. Now, these heavenly, divinely touched gifts can be purchased at Angel Healing House. And they're also available on audible.com, the two novels, One True Home and I'm an Angelic Walk-In. So you can go purchase those books, as spiritual gifts. So let's take our first caller. We have Julia. Julia from Florida is on the line. Hello, Julia. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I'm doing very well. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
What is happening?
Well, I just could use the angel pick me up.
I'm just
feeling a little off kilter today.
Okay. Not to say that you are not an individual, but the first thing that is coming to me is join the club. We are in the throes of a Mercury retrograde. Mercury always makes us stop. It makes us pause. It kind of takes away our thunder, kind of like pushing molasses across a flat surface. So that's what you're dealing with, Julia. You're also dealing with the 1111 portal, which opened yesterday. Now, what is that? This is an enormous portal of energy, which in conjunction with the full moon in Taurus tonight is making us more emotional. It's just like, oh gosh, when am I going to see some results of all of my past efforts? When are things going to turn around for me? When will I get a sign? And the Posse of Angels are reminding me to tell you that many people have felt as if they've been disconnected from their spirit guides, from their angels. You know, it's like they try to converse or communicate with them, and all they get is crickets. It's like, where'd you go? And it makes us feel so lonely. It makes us feel like we've been abandoned. So these are some of the things which you could be experiencing. As we go further into November and Mercury goes forward on November 20th, and we have a sparkly new moon on the 28th, we are going to feel lighter and lighter as the days go on energetically. So the only reason that, well, one of the reasons we could feel, or you could feel, like this heaviness or this being like you need a pick-me-up is because of the attachment and the expectation as to things should have happened already, or how they should have happened. So I hope some of that resonates with you. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. Does some of that resonate?
Yes. Yeah, very much so.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And the posse of angels are saying, dear Julia, stop being so hard on yourself. There's so much that is going right in your world. And everything that has happened up to now is perfection. And for you to see it, that is it's traditionally called the spilt milk card. It's, you know, this person has three spilled cups in front and two cups behind them, to turn around and notice how blessed we are. Take a journal. It might be cold where you are. I'm not sure in the Northern Hemisphere. But if it's cold, just rug up and go out and sit in nature with a journal and journal about all the things that you are proud of yourself. And I know, listeners, Julia and I go back a long way. The posse of angels, Julia and myself, go back a long way. and the strides that the posse of angels and I have seen Julia make have just been absolutely enormous. So they want you to give yourself credit for all that you've done to get yourself to where you are now. They're saying you were on a hero's journey, and every time they asked you to do, Spirit asked you to do something, you stepped forward. And they are saying you are their hero. So if you ever needed a pick me up, you got the angels saying that you are their hero for all that you've done. That's pretty extraordinary. We could stop there, but let's go on. That's pretty amazing. Okay, let's go to our next card. And five is the number of change. Things will change. They always do. Maybe not in our timing, not how and we thought they would, but they will change. Now, the next card that's coming out for you is the Three of Cups. Now, this is traditionally the celebration card. I don't know, have you been getting together with people?
I haven't lately, but I am thinking probably for Thanksgiving I'll be, you know, connecting with some family that lives in the area.
Okay. They want you to know that you've isolated yourself too much. And with this full moon that's in this card, they're saying that this full moon is getting you to make an effort to be more with people. Okay. Because we are going from isolation to, not so much isolation, but isolating ourselves, you know, as a buffer to the outside world. And now we're stepping into that fifth dimensional energy. Actually, 1111 was that a very important portal that that helped us go from 3D to fifth dimensional energy, those of us that were ready for it. And in the fifth dimension, it's very much about collaboration. We no longer have to safeguard our hearts or our energies, you know, that with, you know, sort of heavy protection or anything like that, because we are stepping into that reality. So they're saying, make an effort to collaborate more with people or to be around like-minded people. And that's going to help enormously the energies that you are feeling. And the next card is coming out for you is the Knight of Swords. And the Knight of Swords things are going to change quickly. And when they change quickly, you will say to yourself, oh, why didn't I take time to read that book? Or why didn't I time to, you know, to walk in nature? Or why didn't I take time to watch those, you know, fun Christmas movies or holiday movies? And now I don't have time for it because I'm so busy. So you know, but they also want you to know that that's human nature. You know, we often don't look at what we have in our own hand at that time, at a specific time, because we are always looking for something else to give us our happiness, to give us our hit, to give us our joy. Now, I'm going to go to my hero's journey cards and see what comes out for you as well, because you are the only caller in today, Julia. How about that?
Wow. Usually I'm lucky to squeak on at the end, so I'm surprised.
Well, maybe you kept others away so that you could get a read with these hero's journey cards, because I grabbed these because of the Posse of Angels saying that you are their hero, which I think is which is a pretty wonderful message. So,
yeah, okay,
let's go to those cards and see. Do you feel like a hero?
Not most of the time. No, but that's pretty impressive that they would say that. So that's
amazing. Yeah. I mean, you know, there are some, oh, isn't this, okay. There is a new beginning coming for you. This card is the call. Honor the whisper of your soul. I'm just going to go to the booklet here. Honor the call. And the day came when the wish to remain tight in a bud was more painful than the risk to take. The risk it took to blossom. What is your true calling in life? What special gifts have you been given? Dreams are important because they speak the language of the soul. They are a compass, always pointing you in the right direction, helping correct your course when needed, and letting you know, sometimes loudly, to wake up. So this card is saying, what is that calling within you? Because you've come full circle in the hero's journey, and now they want you to tap into your soul. This is interesting. The next card you have is build in breaks. Saunter slowly. Don't wish for whatever has been divinely given to you, because it is coming. This one is a 6 card of 15, which is a 6 card, which is about more joy, balance, and harmony in your life. And as I said before, Mercury retrograde gives us a wonderful time to be able to re-energize and recharge. And the next card is heed your pleasure principle, breadcrumbs of bliss. So the Posse of Angels are definitely saying to you, take this time to really nurture your soul. Go write your hero's reflections of the journey that you've been on and get yourself ready, for the call will come. I hope that's been helpful for you, sweetheart.
Beautiful, as always. Thank you so much.
Take care, Julia.
I can always rely on the angels to give me exactly what I need. So thank you so much.
And now you can grasp on to, they called you a hero.
Yes, that's awesome. Thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have Pete from Salinas, California. Pete, you're on the line. Hello? Are you there? Pete? Hello, hello, hello?
Hello, good morning.
Hello, I can hardly hear you.
Hello, good morning.
Okay, that's a little bit better. Are you on speaker?
Hello?
Hello? Okay, Pete dropped out.
Hello, good morning.
That's better. I can hear you now. It was like, where is he? He's just like in a wind tunnel or something like that. Nice to hear your voice. What's happening in your world?
Well, not a lot. But some good bits and pieces, just continuing to move forward. And so I just thought I'd get a general reading to see what might be in store for November.
Perhaps. For some reason, I just heard, put down the tarot cards and pick up the fairy deck. Fairies are really important to you. Oh my gosh, I'm just getting shivers all over my body. Fairies are really important to you. They're saying they're important to your work. And they want you to actively invite them in to every aspect of what you're doing. They're showing me some plants. They're showing me some plants that you tend. They're saying you're a very, very good gardener, but they're saying that there are fairies that are attached to these plants and you're working and they are, it's like they're sitting on these plants that are around you. And they not only watch you when you work, but they are contributing. They're contributing to your ideas. And they're saying the more that you can actively interact with them, you know, the more ideas you're going to have and the more free flowing, and the more magical, that's the word they use, the more magical things are going to be. The first card is stolen in her sleep, unconscious, unaware. Now I'm going to go to the book and look this one up because it's a number six. It's a 15 card. The beautiful being in this card represents what we all know we have at some time in our lives. We have been a sleeper, awakened to our own experiences. We've not been present or even aware of what's happened. This beautiful being is so deeply enchanted and under a spell that the only answer for her now is to go deep into the underworld, where she will be connected with the earth in order to be reborn. This is why the fairies are around you. It's almost they want to steal you and take you to their magical world. So instead of thinking that you're stuck in any way, think of it as being absolutely transformed to be reborn. This is a really powerful card. Allow yourself to fall deep. Allow yourself to fall deep and to be fully encompassed. And with this rebirth will come a fresh new world, a new beginning from your heart, extending outwards into the world. This going beneath is not to be feared because it's a time of reawakening. And on the other side of that is coming your true self. It's not that you're being stolen during a time of slumber. It's a time where you're fully unconscious, but you release and let go. And it's actually a gift that you're being given. Okay. The next fairy card for you is stardust, premonitions, beginnings and endings. So how about that? At the end of this, what you're going through, this transmutation or transformation, is stardust. It's the eighth card. It's 35. And let me just read a little piece of that. This is amazing. Have you felt like you're going through a reawakening?
There's been a number of internal changes over the last few months. A lot of it has been just to do with the way I view things and making decisions, I guess, to release, because it has to come from the mind first and then for the body to follow. And so I've made those choices on I'm going to do this instead of that. And one of them is being driven from, you know, either a fear or a lack or a must do or whatever. To choosing something that, no, this is what I want to do, so that's what I'm going to do. So a little bit, that's kind of a change, you know.
Okay. All right. So what they're saying here is that you, if you haven't already, your intuitive ability to perceive premonitions are going to change, and they're going to be so honed in as to what is going to happen. It's almost as if that this channel has become so clear for you. You understand that the premonition had to do with cycles in your life. You're unsure about what you're feeling and what you're sensing. Take more time to tap into this deep slumber in the first card and allow yourself to fall into this. It's like stardust. They're showing me like fairy dust all around whatever that you've created. And it's very powerful, and it's going to continue to get even more powerful in the coming weeks. This is another reminder. This third card is slow down, grounding. Listen for the heartbeat of the earth, subtle energies. I'll show everybody this beautiful card. This fairy has her ear to the ground, and this is a number 22 card. Okay, they're saying that in order to work with this deep slumber in this fairy stardust all around you, they want you to go out in nature, and they want you, just like this fairy here, to put your head on the earth for no other reason but to feel yourself connected with Mother Earth. You're not to do anything else but just take that time. And it is through that these very clear premonitions and more fairy dust and stardust will be sprinkled along your path. So very powerful messages there, Pete. Whatever you're doing and whatever you're working on, they're saying that it will come to fruition. But just allow yourself to go into this deep slumber. I've only got a few minutes left, but I will pull one of my sacred traveler cards here. And the card is reaching your destination. Your light is shining brightly. And there is the path. And the bubbles, the bubbles along the path that you're creating with this stardust. And there are stars in this card. Follow that stardust that they're giving you, that the fairies are giving you. And that's your reading for today. I hope that's been helpful.
Awesome. Yeah, that's been great. Thanks very much.
All right. Take care. Have a beautiful day. God bless you.
You too. Bye.
Bye. And that just about wraps up our show for today. Thank you to the callers calling in. Thank you to everyone around the world who is listening. Do remember those spiritual holiday gifts, the gifts that just do keep on giving time and time again as they awaken us to this beautiful spiritual wisdom that we already have inside of us and awaken us to our divine eternal natures. Remember that Angel Healing House airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Transformation Talk Radio. Everyone, go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and, of course, angel blessings. And I look forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.